Okay? Okay. Today's shir is Daf Mem Dalet. We are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where it says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar. Is that what we're up to? No. Yes. Yes. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar. Today's shir is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan, Le'ilah Nishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Benjamin HaKohen. Here we go. So we had a question. The question was, that the Mishnah said, our Mishnah said, that grafting trees was enough to let you not have to go to war. And there was a brayso that said that that didn't bother you from that wasn't enough to keep you home. And just because you grafted some trees, you still had to go to war. So we had a stira, right? So yesterday we gave one answer. Now here we go. Rav Nachman, you know what the difference is between the brayso and the Mishnah? B'mavrich ilon b'yerek. Because you will mavrich a tree with a vegetable. And you know what? The high Tanahu, the Tanya, and our Mishnah holds it, the following brayso, that hamavrich ilon b'yerek, that if you graft a tree with a vegetable, for sure megal b'il matter, that's mutter. It's not an issue of klayim, whatever reason, so it's okay. And therefore, it's as if your mom has planted a new tree, and you put there, you don't have to go to war. Mishum Yehuda ben Gamda ish kfar Akko, in his name that it was mutter, v'chachalim osir, and the chachalim say, it is osir. Kiyasar of Dimi Amr of Yochanan, Hamani, another answer. You know what? Hamani, who's the author of this brisa that said you can't do it? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he. Lo Amr Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, didn't he say, Hasam Karen Kimashmo? Didn't he say that a Karen is only a Karen, and a house is only a house, and it's not a storage house, and it's not a barn? Didn't he say that? He said the same thing over here. We just didn't tell you that. Not the kimashmo. It means planting. No teya in, mavrich u mavrich lo. Only planting is okay. So our Mishnah, which said that grafting is good, doesn't hold like him. The Bryce that said grafting is no good, that's because that Bryce is hell, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now that we mentioned these Amroyim, these Bali Memra, we're going to say things that have nothing to do with our discussion. So just here in passing, they're all random halachas. A lot of them are agricultural. Kiyosar of Dimi, Amr B'yochan, Mishur B'loza Ben Yaakov, Yolda Pechutza Mitefach. If you have a tree that's less than a tefach tall, a tiny tree that grew less than a tefach, Chayevez Ba'or L'kol Shino Seha. You have to keep it as arla for the rest of its life. In other words, you can never eat from its fruit. Why? Because the mischazia kibas chasa. It looks like it's 1 year old. It's so small. So people are going to see you eating fruit from a very small tree. They're going to think you're eating arla. Or they're going to think there's no such thing as arla. Such a chash of a person's eating from that tree? It's only 1 year old. It must be there's no arla today. No arla anymore. You know that really it's 8 years old. It's just very, very small. So the Rabbanim made zero, no eating from this tree. Treat it like arla for the rest of its life. And the Hani Mili, Shtayim Keneged Shtayim V'Achas Yotzes Bizanov. That's only if you have, that means two, like a box, two and then one in the middle, like a tail. That's the picture of Rashi and Avad Aleph. Right, two, one like a tail. Avokula Karen, but if the whole vineyard's like that, then kala islay. Then it's everybody knows. Then everybody knows the reputation of that field. It's a very unusual field. Very small. Everyone knows. Next, kiyaser of Dimi Amar B'Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Meis Tofes Arba Amos LeKriyashma. You're not allowed to daven 4 amos. You're not allowed to say Kriyashma within 4 amos of a mace. Why? We know you're not allowed to do mitzvahs in front of a mace. Right? Why? Tichsiv loeg l'rosh cher v'sohu. Because it's like you're making fun of the mace. The mace can't do anything. And here you are, you're going ahead and saying Shema. Right? So you're not allowed to do any mitzvah in front of a mace. Why are they picking Shema? So the Torah Sion says, even if the Zman of Kriya Shema is passing, listen, I'm going to miss Zman Kriya Shema because I'm watching the mace. The answer is yes. You're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. What could you do? The mace is there. Even a mitzvah that's overeth, you still can't do it in front of a mace. That's why in economy, all mitzvahs you can't do. That's why, you know, people put in their tzitzis. You can't do any mitzvah in front of a mace. Why is creation not singled out? To tell you, even if it's overeth. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Churgesa Higdila Bein Ha'achin. If a stepsister is raised together with the brothers, with her stepbrothers, they're not related. Nevertheless, but if they raise together, Asur Lihinas La'achin, they can't get married to each other. You know why? Because people don't know. People don't know that there's a stepfather from 30 years ago, from 25 years ago, right? People don't realize that. They grew up as one happy family. So people will think, hey, the brother's marrying a sister, what are they, crazy? Right? Not everyone knows that they're not married, they're not related to each other. So the Gemara says again, Velohi kala isle lemilsa. That's not true. People know. People know. I think the minig is, it may not even be halacha, not to marry. I mean, you're not allowed to marry stepsister. I don't know. I'm a paskin. But what?
If you can allow them to live in the same house together.
Yeah. Well, they live in the same house. No, let's say they grew up.
Those
are probably Yichud. Well, right, you have problems. You have issues. You have issues with Yichud. No question about it. But I don't know what the halacha l'maisa. Can a stepbrother marry a stepsister? I don't know. But the Gemara here says, no, it's not a problem. Everyone knows. Everybody knows it's not really the brother and sister. This is a new husband. People know. Next, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaakov. Lekat shechu peya. If you have lekat shechu peya for whatever reason, shasan begoren. You, the Mefarshim explain, you make them in piles. If you do a favor for the aniyim, instead of making them go tircha, go out into the fields, you do it, you bring it in, you go to gather over the lekat shechem peah, and you make it in piles, you be nice, help them out. So if you do that, hook vula maisa, you have to give maisa. Normally, you don't have to give maisa on lekat shechem peah. But here, you have to give maisa. So the Gemara says, Amar ulo mor nela besada, that's only true if you're out in the boondocks. Avul be'ir, but if you're in the city, Kala Isle Lemilsa. Everybody knows that you're the kind of person that gives like a chicken pay. All you did was because you want to do a favor, then you don't have to give Meiser. But giving Meiser, all you're doing is making it less for the Aniyim. You're making it more for the Kahanim, but less for the Aniyim. Vamar Vitzchak Amar Yochel Amar Shuvalas Ben Yaakov, Yolda HaPachusa Mitefach. Again, if you have a tree less than a Tefach, Eina Mekadeshes Es Hazroyim. There's no problem with Klai Akerim. Let's say you have an apple tree less than a tefach, such a thing could be. You're allowed to plant the vineyard right next door, right next to it. You don't have to keep it a certain distance away to prevent it from being klayim. Why? Because it's so small, it's like nothing. The Gemara says, "V'hani mili shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yotzazano." That's only if it has the configuration of a box with a tail. Aval kule kerem matish. But if the whole thing is a vineyard, then it will become usur because of klayim kerem. Mace, tofes, arba amos l'tumah. A mace grabs four amos regarding tumah. Rashi explains, this is the gzera derabanan, midaraisa, there's no such thing. If the tumah's over there and I'm over here, I'm not tummy. I didn't touch it. We're talking about an outdoor area where there's no ohel. Right? So that's not tumah. The tumah has to be, you have to touch it. But the rabbanan were afraid that you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be ma'ahil, over, you put your hand over the mace, then you're going to become tameh. So to prevent you, that's real tumah. So to prevent you from that ever happening, they made you always be four amos away from tumah. And if you're within four amos, midrabanan, you were tameh. So they want you to keep away from being ohel, the serious tumah. So if you stay away from that, you can't. If you're more than four amos away, you can't be ma'ahil. Your arm doesn't reach that far. So it's never going to be a problem. So it's a tumah derabanan. How do we know? The Tana Tuna, because we learned. Chatzer HaKever. Let's say you have a courtyard going into a crypt, going into a tomb, which they used to have in the olden days. Right? You'd walk into a room, and then the cavers, all the coffins would be over there. Let's say behind the wall, let's say. Talking about a case where they're behind the wall. So, Chatzer HaKever Omed Besocha. If you're standing in the same, you're in the chatzar, then you're tahar. Why? Because there's no chashash that I'm going to become tameh by sticking my hand over the, because they're in the other room. I'm here, they're there. So there's no chashash. Tahar v'hu shiyeh ba'arba amos. As long as the room I'm in has four amos big. Because otherwise, then it's considered a chash of a room, and then there's a hefsek between me and the tumah. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel omrim arba tfachim. No, even four tfachim. That's enough of chashivas to separate me from the tumah, that there won't be a problem of tumah. Fine. And we're going to prove from here, but if you're not in a chatzar, and you're not in a tomb, then the rules will apply. That's how we're going to prove those rules. Now, v'medivorma murim, when is all that true? A little hard to figure out the logistics of what we're about to say, but here we go. When it was that, is that true? Shepascha milmaila. When the opening is on top. In other words, it's like a pit. So you go down into the pit, and then you're standing in an area, and the coffins are behind you. That's all true. That's what we say. Aval pisacha menatzad. But if the doorway is like a normal door on the side, then divri akol arba amos. Everybody requires arba amos. So the Gemara says klape laya, just the opposite. It should be just the opposite. Arba adarabah, just the opposite. Minatzad, if it's from the side, midrid vinafik milmaila. You go down and you enter and you go up. In other words, efshar delo ma'ahil. It's impossible for you not to be ma'ahil. Ava ella b'medivam amurim shepascha min hatzad. Did Beit Hillel say that I would agree with Beit Shammai that we're going to move from four tefachim to four amos? That's only from the side. Ava pascha milmaila. What? That's what the machlokas is. That's what some of the farshim say. Avo pascha milmaila arba amos. But if it's from the top, then I would agree to arba amos. Why? Because there's more of a chance that I'm going to be ma'il, and since there's more of a chance I'm going to be ma'il, the area has to be bigger. Fine. Vahani mili. That's all true. Chatzar kever de mistayma mechitasa. That's all true by a kever where mistama there's a mechitza that separates us. So I can get even closer than I normally could get. Because no chashash, it's over there, it's behind the wall. Aval meis ba'alma, but a regular meis, tafis, a regular meis, there would be a problem of becoming within four amos of a meis, because normally outdoors, whatever, there's no room, so we don't want people becoming tamei with towards ohel, so we made you separate four amos apart, and if not, you're going to become tamei midirabanan. Okay, next. Mia ish asher eris isha. If anybody marries a woman, they don't have to go to war. Right? Tanur Rabbanan. They changed it. Echad Aras, Echad Hama'ares, Es HaBasula, if you marry a Basula, Echad Ma'ares Es HaAlmana, even if you marry an Almana, Echad Shomeres Yavam, even if you marry a Yavam, Va'afilu Chamisha Achin, even five brothers, Umeis Echad Mehem B'Mulchama, and one of them dies in war, Kulan Chozrin, all of them go back. Why do all of them go back? Isn't the mitzvah only on the oldest? So the oldest can say, I'm not interested in her. Right? So that's possible. So they all go back. Even though only one's going to marry her. Only one's allowed to marry her. They still all go back. Lo lokach. It means you can't take them. But the pasuk really says, v'lo lakcha. Prat, that comes to exclude. La'almana l'kohen gadol. An almana for a kohen gadol. Which we said yesterday, that implies that a kohen gadol goes to war. Or gerusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. Or mamzeres v'nestina l'yisrael. Or Bas Yisrael Lamamzer Ulanasin, all these marriages do not let you stay home. Why? Because they're all no good marriages. So Lema, let's say the lo Reb Yossi HaGalili, let's say this is not like Reb Yossi HaGalili, the E Reb Yossi HaGalili, because if it would be Reb Yossi HaGalili, Ha'amar, he says, he's gonna say in a few minutes, Hayare Varach Halevav, that when the pasuk says whoever is afraid, ze hamisyori me averos shebiado, that means you're afraid of your averos, and here you have averos. So let's say this is obviously not Reb Yossi, because if it's a Reb Yossi, you would stay home anyway. Why? You have averos. What do you mean he married a kohen married a gerusha? That's an illicit marriage. That wasn't supposed to happen. So now he goes to war. According to Reb Yossi, you would not go. You didn't have averos. Yesterday, when we asked this question, we answered, no, you can do tshuva. You can do tshuva. Right? We're not going to answer that, because you can't do tshuva unless you divorce her. You can do all the tshuva you want. But until you give her the divorce and stop the marriage, what kind of tshuva is that? It's not real tshuva. If you're not married, you're not married to her. Yesterday, it was a different aveira. What was it? It was stealing. So, you have to give it back. He paid for it. Right? Here, that's what tshuva means. Part of tshuva, anyway. But as long as you're still married to the woman, you can do all the truth in the world. It doesn't help. You got to get rid of her, right? So we're not going to give that answer. What are we going to say? Afilu teimu Reb Yossi HaGalili. He can even change Reb Yossi. But we're going to have to say the opinion of Kidder Rabba. The Amar Rabba, la'olam eino chayiv achi yivol. You're really not chayiv. This is Rabba's opinion, which I don't think we... Midrash Rabbanan, if we showed a hole like this. You're only chayiv if you actually... You're not chayiv until you actually boil her. Just being married just giving her a ring, Hariya Mukudeshet, that's not enough of a maisa to be usher. So all he did here was just as Erisin. The Kohen never consummated the marriage, which is Gerusha. So therefore, it's not really usher. It's going to be usher if they live together, but they didn't live together yet. That's Rabbi's opinion, and Rabbi Yossi must hold like that. So there really wasn't an Avera done here. I know. Ma tam lo yikach. Why is it that a Gerusha can't marry an Almana? Is it because we don't like the actual Harei Mekudeshes? No, nothing to do with that. It's Mishum lo yichalel. Mishum hachi ain't a loka aji yivol. Therefore, there wouldn't be Malkus until there's actual Nesuin. So too, the that wouldn't be an Aveira, and therefore that wouldn't be a reason for Rabbi Yossi to let him stay home, and therefore this could even be Rabbi Yossi. So there's a few, what?
No, he's not going because he wants to live with his wife.
He's not going, he has to go. He did an Aveira. No, he really didn't do an Aveira yet, because he didn't consummate the marriage. That's all. Now, maybe you could say there's this whole like Rabbi Yossi, and we're talking about there was no Aveira, maybe he was forced to marry her. He was forced. And someone put a gun to his head and said, I want you to marry her. It's hard for Yahweh for that. Who said? There probably isn't. The Ramos says there is. Some say this is the writer of the Ramos right. So even on a Chayve Lav like this, it's hard for Yahweh. That's a very extreme Shita. But seems to be some say this is derived from here. Because the Gemara could have given that answer. Well, he was forced. Others say you can't say force. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. You're not allowed to overwork your Eved Ivri. There's no malchus on that. Why? Because you could overwork him without doing a maisa. You could just do deeper. You could just verbally abuse the guy until you overwork him. So you didn't do any maisa. It's not going to get malchus for that. So to hear, the forcing could have been verbal. So the guy who forced can't get malchus. So there could be, or you can't get malchus. You were forced. So it could be that it's not really a raya to the Rama, that this is Harg Vayavar. Could be other reasons why there would be no Malkus. Other reasons. Some say no. Even for Chai Ve'lav, Fine. Why don't we say they got married b'shogeg? Maybe the guy didn't know. You're not allowed to marry a Gerusha. Why don't we say that? They didn't know. Some say that it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's b'shogeg, you would stay home. That wouldn't be an answer. If you didn't have a b'shogeg, you'd stay home. You hear this?
He didn't know it was usher. Then he didn't know he married.
What?
He didn't know you're doing usher.
That's a good question. If you know he didn't, right? It's a good question. Fine. And I saw a question in one of these forums last night. He said the whole issue of being afraid of your, we'll save it. Remind me to ask that question. Fine. Next, Tana Rabbanan. It says, Asher Bana, Asher Nata, Asher Eres. First, they announce anybody who built a house, anybody who built a vineyard, anybody who married. So the Gemara says, Lim the Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah is telling you Derech Eretz. Shibana Adam Bayis. First, you build a house. Then Vayita Ker. Then you get Yitzhak Parnasa. Then once you set up v'achar kach, after that isha isha, you should get married. And if the Torah is not enough for you, the af Shlomo omer b'chachma. Even Shlomo says it with his chachma, right? And it's not nevuah, it's not kabbalah, it's not holiness, it's chachma. Shlomo Melech said, he says, hachein b'chutz malachtecha. First prepare your work, then v'atida basade l'cha, then get a parnasa, go work in the fields, then acher ubanitza b'secha, then build a house, which we're going to say means to get married. Hachein b'chutz malachtecha zeh bayis. That means first you build a house. V'yasita basade l'cha zeh kerem. That's a parnasa. Acher ubanitza b'secha zeh isha. That's a wife. Wait. The Rambam in Hilchas Deis, he reverses the order. The Rambam's order is, what's the order? The order is in Hilchas Deis, Halacha Hey, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Aleph, he changes the order to first a parnasa, then a house, then a wife. He changes the order. It's not going to change the order to the Perush Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer says, that the Rambam really didn't change the order. Because the Gemara here says, first thing is a house, then Kerem. Kerem takes 4 years. It takes 4 years until you can have, because the first 3 years it's Arla. So therefore the Gemara says, if it's something that takes four, so build a house, you have 4 years, you have to wait 4 years anyway.
How are you building a house?
What? 1 minute. Yeah, get yourself a house. You have to wait 4 years anyway. But the Rambam reverses it, because the Rambam's talking about in his times, where not everyone was agricultural, so first thing you have to have is a parnasa. According to the Gemara, it's the same thing. Rambam reverses the order, but they're saying the same thing. First, get yourself established, and the Gemara took 4 years' time. So you have time, you're waiting anyway. But here, who said you're waiting? And by the way, the Yavit says that you're not allowed to unduly delay. Right? That's like, until you're all done with all the first two. You can't unduly delay. Unduly is the key word. Right? You can't unduly delay. Listen, I'm not getting married because I'm busy with everything else. There has to be a balance. But still here. Still here in the Gemara. That you get first you get yourself set up, and then you get married. I'm changing it because the Chassam Sofer says it's not really changing anything. It's just different times. Different priorities. But the basic rules are the same.
There was no
Shidduch crisis back then. Okay. Now, the next. Davar Acher, another pshat. The Hachein Bachot Malachtecha Zeh Mikra. That refers to Chumash. Atata Basad Alecha Zeh Mishnah. That refers to Mishnah. There's a building blocks over here. But we don't start with Gemara when they're in pre-1A, although we do. But there's building blocks. And Acher Ubanisa Beisecha Zeh Gemara. The building blocks. As a matter of fact, the Mashal points out, the Ikra here is called Gemara. The Beisecha, what's considered the Akeres, is Gemara. But it can't happen in a vacuum. It has to happen after Gemara, after Chumash and Mishnayis. Can't happen in a vacuum. Next, Davar Acher, a similar idea. Hachein Bachot Malachtecha Zeh Mikra U'Mishnah. First comes the Mikra, no one argues on that. U'Va'atata Basad Alecha Zeh Gemara. Acher U'Banitza Beisecha Elu Maisim Tovim. That's Maisim. Why? Because the whole purpose of learning is to act. Yes, learning is important for learning's sake, no question. But if you don't take it to the next level of acting, it's a little of only half a job. Lili Omer, Hachir Bachot Malachtecha, Zedek, Mishnah Gemara. Vadat Abbasad Alecha, Elu Maisim Tovim. Acher Benisha Beisecha, if you've reached the level of learning, you learn, and you add then Drush V'Kabal Schar, then you can learn for the sake of learning. Or just to learn just for the purposes of Schar. Yeah. Right. But we don't do mitzvahs for schar. Right? We serve the master not to get schar. Right? What does this mean? Right? Okay. It means learning for learning's sake. Fine. Okay. By the way, I said before something that's wrong. I said the issue with the Eved Ivri not getting malchus. That's not true. That is true. You don't get malchus if you force an Eved Ivri for because you can force him verbally. That has nothing to do with getting married. I'm sorry. That's going to be now for a chassam going to war. Okay, next. The elush ein chozrin, habona baishar, tana. Im hosif bo dimos achar chozer. We said that if your house collapses and you rebuild it exactly on the same exact footprint as the first house, you don't stay home for that. It's not new. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if you put one extra row even, one extra row of bricks, that's already considered different, and that's already enough to keep you home. Even if you build a house with bricks from Sharon, you also stay home. Why? Because guaranteed to collapse, it's junk, and that's considered temporary, and you don't stay home for that. Now the Gemara says, Tana, that's going to fall down twice in 7 years. There's no way that's lasting more than 3.5 years. That's considered temporary, and therefore you don't stay home for that. The following people don't even have to even go to the town square. They don't have to go at all. They don't do anything. They don't even serve water or they don't deliver the mail. They don't do anything. Tana Rabbanan, Isha Chadasha. So I only know an Isha Chadasha. Ainli El Isha Chadasha. Almana or Gerusha Minayin. What if you marry an Almana or a Gerusha? Talmud Lomar, Isha Mikol Makom, no matter what, no matter who she is. In came Matamud Lomar, Isha Chadasha. In other words, she's new to you. Yatza machzir grusha. So she ain't chadasha lo. If you machzir your own grusha, she's not new to you, and that would not keep you home. Tana Rabbanan lo yatza betzava. You can't go to the army. Yachal betzava hu delo yatza. So he doesn't go to the army. Aval yaspik mayim umazon. But to be in the supply line for food and drink, or v'yaskin hadrachim, or to do the roads. Talmud lo mar lo yavar love lechol dover. He doesn't go to anything. Yachal shani mar be'af. Habone Velochan Bayez Velochancha not the Karen Velochilo or as Isha Vlokha. I would include all this. Talmud Lomar Allah. Allah Yatamavir. For them you don't do it. Aval Atamavir Alakhir. But for others, they would have to do at least this minimal thing. We akar the cause of Loyava Loyatsavitzava Lom. At least I need both. So Gemara said Lavra Lov Shne Lavin to be behind you two Lavin. Okay, says the Mishnah. V'yisvu hashotrim l'daber es el ha'am. Rabbi Akiva omer hayore v'rach ha'levav. Kimashmo. Someone who's afraid. It's kimashmo. She'ena yachol lamud b'kishrei ha'molchama. He is not able to withstand the kishrei ha'molchama. Right? The battlefield. He can't handle the battlefield. He can't handle the battlefield. So the question that I saw was, why is it that, why can't you handle, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? That you're going to die? That's up to Hashem. What are you afraid of? You're going to die? It's up to Hashem. Now, you want to tell me you're in a makom sakana? You're not in a makom sakana, you're doing a mitzvah. So what exactly are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid? So that's the question I thought. So the answer I thought was, I saw this answer, that it could be, there's a Chovos HaVavo says, that there's a marshal, this guy was walking down the street, and he meets a soldier. And he says to the soldier, where you been? And the soldier says, I've been fighting a war. So he says, well, now that war's over, now the real war can begin. What's the real war? The real war is the war against the Yetzirah. That's the real battle of our lives. Right? People go to war, true. But even the people who don't go to war are at war with themselves to try to do battle. So the shot is, going to war is a lesson in how to fight your Yetzirah. If you lose out on that point, then when you go to war, what are you going for? To fight. Hashem needs you to fight. Hashem doesn't need you. Hashem can fight by himself. So you're missing the whole point of the whole war. So that's the pshat over here. Of course, whatever Hashem wants to have, of course it's called Kol Bidei Shemayim. What are you afraid of? The point is that you're afraid that you're missing the point of why you're going to war. You're going to war to learn the lesson of your own war. Okay, that's the best I can come up with. Otherwise, like, why are you afraid? Be afraid of. But Rabbi Yossi says, Valiras Cherif Shlufa, right? Not only you're afraid of the battle, you're afraid of the swords. Rabbi Yossi, Aglili Omer, Hayari Varach Levav, Zeha Misyar Min Haaveros Shebiyado. You're afraid of the Averos Shebiyado. You're afraid of the Averos in your hand. What do you mean in your hand? So the Ben Yoyada says, Al Pi Kabbalah, that whenever you do an Avera, it makes a Roshim on your body. So it's Mount, you look at your hand, you can see the Avera on your hand. If you had those lenses, you could see the Averis on your hands. Mamash comes and makes a roshim on your body. You don't have to say such a holy pshat. The others say that we're talking about things that you did b'maisa, not b'machshava. So it's like b'yada, like b'maisa. Others say mamash b'yada, like zelas. Things that you have, that you stole, that you took. And until you return them, they're still b'yada. That's why you can't do tshuva, like we said before, you can't do tshuva for them until you return them. So they're still b'yada. You didn't get rid of them. Everything else, you can do tshuva. You ate shreif. So do tshuva for that. But that's not going to prevent you from going to war. But if it's biyado, if it's still in your hand, how can you do tshuva? You didn't return it yet. That's what we're talking about. Lefikach, therefore, Tulsa Torah is kol elu shiachsa biglalon. Therefore, the Torah comes up with a whole thing, and we're going to mention people who don't go to war, people that are going to marry, build houses. Why are we mentioning all those people? So that when they all return home, nobody will know that you're afraid, you have a virus. Why? Oh, maybe he just built a house. Maybe he just built a vineyard. Maybe he just got married. They're not going to realize, so we're saving him embarrassment. Right? We're saving him embarrassment. That's what Yosef Glulik says. The question is, doesn't the Torah say a reason why you go home? The Torah says, somebody else will take her, somebody else will live in that house. The Torah itself gave reasons. What's it giving a new reason for? The answer is, it's the same reason. The Chidri HaTorah says it's the same reason. You know why? Because if I just got married, why do I have to go to the town square to hear the announcement about whoever got married doesn't have to be here? I know I just got married. I don't have to show up at the town square. What do I go in there for? I just built a house. I'm putter. The answer is no, you go. You're right. You don't have to go. You don't have to go. You're putter. But you go so that when the court makes these announcements that everybody returns home, nobody will know why anyone's going home. And then you're saving the Abala there from embarrassment. So it's really the same reason. Next. Rabbi Omer, Almana Lekohen Gadol, Grusha Vechalutza Lekohen Hedyot, Mamzeres, Vinesina Lisrael, Bahasol, Mamzer, Vilamasin, Hare Elu, Hare Hu, Hayor Varech Levov. What exactly he's arguing on, the Gemara will say. Vahaya Kechalotha Shocho Dabra La'am, when the Shocher finished speaking, Upaktu Sari Tzivakos, Birosh Ha'am, Ubi Ikvo Shel'am. Listen to this. In the battlefront, Ma'amidim Zakifin Lifnehem, we put people in the front of the battlefield, so whoever fell, they would be replaced. Ba'achareihem, Ba'achareim Me'achareihem, and others in the back. U Kishilin Shel Barzel B'Yedeyah, they had axes of iron in their hands. V'chol Mavakish Lachzor, Rishus Ber L'Kapeach Eshokov. Whoever wanted to run away, they had permission to chop off your feet. Why? Because Yimamash are rodeif. If you're going to leave, you're going to abandon the battlefield, Yimamash causing everyone else to be in danger. It's fight like a man. So if you want to run away, all you're doing is making more harm for us. So we have the right to kill you. And also, Shetchilat Nisa Nefila, because the beginning of running away is to fall. Shenemar, the Gemara is going to say that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is going to change it. Shenemar, they even have a pasuk. Nes Yisrael Lefnei Pelishtim, the fleeing in front of the Pelishtim, V'gam Magefa Gedola Haisa Ba'am. There was a big Magefa there. For at first they fled, then there was an ungateful. They ran away, and they all fell. When's all that true? That's by a Melchemes HaRashus. I have a Melchemes Mitzvah, but if it's a Melchemes Mitzvah, Hakol Yotzin, everyone goes. Afilu Chasson, even a Chasson, Michedro, from the Chasson's Tish, Vikala Michupasa, and a Kala from the Chuppah. 1 minute, we'll say, Amar minute, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bebedev Amar Murim, Bemachemes Mitzvah. That's all about Machemes Mitzvah. Amar Machemes Chova, Hakol Yot, and everybody goes, Afil Lachasim Michedra, even Lachasim from the Chasim Stish, Lachalim Mikhupasa, and Lachalim from the Chopa. So everyone asks, women go to war? So either it means they don't go to the actual battlefront, but they do all the things the men can't do. They deliver the mail, they drive the, right, during the 6 day war, 65 year old men were driving the buses. Because while they couldn't go to war, so they're doing whatever they could do, right? The high school girls were delivering the mail. That's what it means. That's all it means. Other, the Radvaz says, not even that, that the chassan goes to war, so the kala is going to stay there by herself. She's going to stand there by the chuppah. No, so she goes home. That's all it means. But I believe that the women did participate as best as they could. They didn't actually pick up the gun and go to the battlefront. They didn't drive tanks. They did all the duties. Yeah, here in America, right? All the women did everything. They did whatever they could because there's no men. The men are fighting. So what could you do? Right? They did whatever they could do. That's all it means. Doesn't mean they actually went into the battlefront, right? Fine.
Yeah, two of the things that the soldiers who left, they would hurt the legs.
Yeah.
So it would encourage them if you're afraid to go home.
Why cutting off the legs? Because maybe now it's too late. Now it's too late. Now we mamash need you. It's just like, as long as we didn't go yet, I can't call you a rodeif. We didn't start the fight yet. How can I call you a rodef? You're afraid, you have a virus, to go home. But now that you're in the battlefield, the mom is shooting at us. Where are you going? Okay. I don't know. I hear your question. Right? So you're not allowed to become afraid in the middle. That's what you're saying, right? You can only become afraid in the beginning. Once you start, you can't be afraid. That's
it then becomes sort of a turn to other people.
Right, right. Right. That's a very big policy. Let people just run away from the battlefield.
That's what
it's on. Right. Fine. Says the Gemara. My Ikka Rabiosi Aglili. What's the difference between Rabiosi and Rabiosi Aglili? Rabiosi Aglili said any Avera. And Rabiosi said the marriage Averas. So the Gemara says Ikka Benahir. The difference is Avera Derabanan. Do you go back for an Avera Derabanan? Meaning, when the Torah said, whoever is Rach Leva, they even meant Averas Derabanan? That's the Machlokas. Right? Kiman, Azla HaDatanya. Who's the one who says, Sach ben tfila l'tfila. If you talk between putting on your shal rosh, your shal yad, and putting on your shal rosh, you're not supposed to talk then. If you talk, Avera hi biyado, you have an Avera v'chozer aleha, ma'arechi ha'malchama, who said that? That's not a Doraisa. Right? Kiman, who? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right? So, what's the big aveir of speaking in Tefillin Shaliyah, the Tefillin Shaliyah? It's such a small, minor, that keeps you home. So the Rosh says, it's because the Pasuk says, Zeruah, the Torah of Zeruah Afkad Kod, which is a reference to Parashat Zos HaBracha. It's a reference to the arm and the head. But we can't say that about you. You can't be a mighty Gibor if you talk between the Tefillin Shal Rosh and the Tefillin Shal Yad. Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. We can't apply that Pasuk. Rashi says, that there is, we're making you make a second Bracha. Because if you talk, you have to, in those days, now we make second Bracha, Ashkenazim make two Brachas anyway. Always. But then it was only if you spoke. So we're forcing you to make a second bracha. That's the aveira. For that you go home. For that you stay home. That's very radical. But what? You didn't hear the story yesterday. The two old tzaddikim, they're the ones who left. They win the war. Right? That's the story. That's the story. Well, we'll say the Kutzker has a. We'll answer your question in a minute. Right? Whenever we have a Kutzker, they're worth waiting for. Right. Okay, so if you have tshuva, you're okay. We said that already. If you do tshuva, you're okay. Okay, so you could do tshuva every day of the year, by the way. You don't have to say, well, you tshuva Yom Kippur. You're allowed to. What? We'll make it about that. You can do tshuva even in Tammuz. So that's what Rashi says. I heard once, a beautiful thing. Tefillin Shel Yad represent your maithim, your actions, and Tefillin Shel Rosh represent your thoughts. Your seichel. If your thoughts and your actions and your thoughts are not in consonance, if they're not one and the same, you're not a soldier. You put on your tefillin, you talk, you put your rosh, your actions and your thoughts, you're all over the place. You're not a focused person. If you're not a focused person, you can't be a soldier. The others say that also, that tefillin represents, the rosh represents the lave, the yad represents the lave, and the rosh represents the seichel. They have to be one and the same. If they're not one and the same, you're not a soldier. But the Kutzker says as follows: We just said a few days ago that even if all you have is Kriya Shema, it's enough. Don't worry, you'll win that war. All you have to have is Kriya Shema. And now we're saying even if you talk with Tzvilin Shal Rosh and Tzvilin Shal Yad and Tzvilin Shal Rosh, you're no good. Well, which one is it? That's what you're saying, right? Right? What's going on here? So the Kutzker answers, only the Kutzker could say this word, he says as follows: if you believe that Kriya Shema is enough, then Kriya Shema will be enough. If you believe that that's enough for you to win the war, it'll be enough. But if you think that it's not enough, then even something as minor as speaking between the two tefillins is going to keep you home. So it all depends on you. It's an amazing word. It all depends on you. It's all your emor, it's up to you. What you think you're fighting the war, we all know you're not fighting the war. We all know it's in God's hands. Right? There have been battles in history. Can't explain it. Can't explain it. But, it's all up to Hashem. If you believe that, Kriya Shema is enough. What's Kriya Shema? It's Emunah. If not, even speaking by tefillin is not going to do it for you. Okay. Next. Now, listen to this. Man Tana Lahudu Tana Rabbanon. Who said this? Shama kol kronos. You hear the sound of the shofar, or the horns, versia, or the shofar. Hagefes treason, the clanging of the shield. Versia tzichzuch revos. And you become afraid because of the swords clashing against each other. Umayim shosis in lower birka. And you can't hold yourself in. You go to the bathroom. You're so afraid you go to the bathroom. Right? You can't even contain yourself. That's how scared you are. Choser. And you go back. So come on, who's like that? That obviously labor Rabbi Akivihi, who said it was genuine fear, not aveiros. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Kiv v'lo Rabbi Yosef Aglili, b'ha afilu Yosef Aglili moda, mishum t'ksiv v'lo yimas es levav achiv kilvavo. Even Yosef Aglili agrees that if someone's so afraid that he can't contain himself from going to the bathroom, he can go home. Even if he's a tzaddik. Right? It's still pasha pshat.
Is he on the front at this point?
No, maybe he's imagining. He's imagining what's going to happen. I'm going to hear that, or like we said yesterday, you hear the troops marching before you actually go. V'haya kil kichalos hashotrim, hi mipnei shetchilas nisa nefila. What? Because the beginning of nisa of fleeing is fall, just the opposite. Mipnei shetchilas nefila nisa. The beginning, the first sign of a fall is to run away. So Gemara says, you're right, be barely. That's what it should say. Ema, mipnei shetchilas nefila nisa. The beginning of falling is to run away. Now, Babed Devar Mor Milchamas Rishus. So Amar Biyachanan, Rishus the Rabbanan, what the Rabbanan call a Rishus, Zuhi Mitzvah de Rabbi Yehuda. That's a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. They're not arguing. They only have one difference. Now, Mitzvah de Rabbanan, if a mitzvah, what the Rabbanan term a mitzvah, Zuhi Chov de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda calls that Chov. So Amar of Rava, so that, now let's break it down. Malchamas Yeshua, Lichbosh, the Malchamas of Yehoshua, Divriakol, Chova. Everyone has that the Chov. Melchamas be based David Lervacha. The wars of David were for more land. Divi Hakol Rishus. Everyone knows that's a Rishus. Keep pligi. What's the machlokas? Lemute ovde kochavim. You want to just kill goyim? Delo lacy alaihu. As a preemptive strike, so they shouldn't kill, attack you. You're going to attack, so it's a preemptive strike. So is that allowed? So it's allowed. So mar karila mitzvah. One said that's a mitzvah. Omar karila Rishus. One said no, that's a Rishus. My nafkamina, what's the difference? If I'm involved in a different mitzvah, or I'm doing this mitzvah, then I don't have to do a different mitzvah. But if it's only a reshus, then I have to stop for a different mitzvah. That's the olmachlokas. Is it permitted? 100%. The olmachlokas is, how severe is it? What level of a chiyuv is it? Okay, hajjan alach mashuach melchama, hajjan alach mashuach melchama, hajjan alach mashuach melchama. Next, egla arufa. At least I'll say the Mishnah. What's Egla Rufa? Egla Rufa in 30 seconds is when there's a body that died, and we don't know who the killer is. We make a whole procedure. The Sanhedrin Agadol have to come down to the place. They go to a valley. They measure the distance from the city to the dead body. They make a whole procedure. They kill an egel by its neck, right? Egla Rufa, and they make a carbon, and they say we didn't do anything wrong. What's the reason for all this? So the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim says it's very pashut. Why are you doing a whole procedure? Because it's going to engender discussion about the murder. All this tumult. What's going on here? Well, don't you hear? Somebody, we found the body. Yeah, I saw somebody, and it'll, having the whole procedure, making the whole countryside come down there, maybe you'll find out who the murderer is. That's the Rambam's shot. Others say, Al Pikabala, we want to give Midas Hadin, the Rekanti says, we want to give Midas Hadin we want to quiet down the Sutton. So we have Midas Hadin in the world. We're very strict. The unusual measures here are taken, right? That way, we Sutton will always complain, right? Whatever, Hashem's always a rachamim, everything's always the benefit of the dad, everything's always good. No, we're very strict over here. We're not so rachamim. We make the kahanim, they didn't do anything wrong. We make them have to make a kapara. So, that's an alpi kabbalah. Okay. Egla rufa b'loshon kodesh. But that discussion is said in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? We didn't do anything wrong. Our hands are clean. That's in Lashon HaKodesh. Shenemar, ki yimatzi chal ba'adam av yotze zekedecha v'shoftecha shloshu yibetan ha'golosh v'yushalayim ha'yotzim. 3 of the 71 would come there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamisha, 5. Shenemar, zekenecha, 2. Elders is 2. Shoftecha, 2. That's also 2. Ve'ed bezen shakol, mosifan onachot. You can't have a bezen shakol. You have to add on another one. Why? How could you have a... What is the bezen doing here? So the Mefarsh said they could fight about the distance. They can fight about the measurement. Right? How far, how close? So you need a bezin shakol for that. They have to agree. Even there's no din, you're not paskining anything. You're paskining the distance. Nimsa, Taman Bagal, let's say you find a dead body in the rocks. Oh, or Tali B'ilon, hanging on a tree. Oh, Tzafal Panei Hamayim, or it's floating in the river. Lo Haya Arufin, they would not do Egla Arufa for that. Shenemar Ba'adama, only in the ground. Velo Talman Begal, Velo Talman Begal. No fell, it says he fell, Velo Talman Begal, not hanging in a tree. Basada, in a field, Velo Tzav Alpanei Amayim. Nimtza, Samach L'Sfar, if it's near this border, O Le'ir Sharuba of the Kachavim, or a city with Rov Goyim, O Le'ir She'ein Ba Bezdin, or if the city didn't have a Bezdin, Lo Haya Arpin, they would not do Arpin. Ein Modedin El Le'ir She'eish Ba Bezdin, they would only do it if a city had a Bezdin. And we'll stop here. There's a tremendous lumpus over here because the Gemara in Baba Basra says, I'll just raise the question, I'll let Michael answer it tomorrow. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that if you have a question of rove or karov, something's rove or something's karov, rove wins. So the Gemara asks, how could rove win? What about Egla Rufa? Egla Rufa says karov wins. So the Gemara answers, no, the two cities are the same size. That's a big discussion. The Rashi doesn't hold from that. The Rambam seems to hold from that. Rambam seems to paske that's only true if they're the same size. If they're not the same size, you follow the rove. We never, as kids, we never learned that halacha. But it's a big discussion what the Rambam means, how we paskin, and we will continue all tomorrow.